All right, hey, it's episode 3 J2K podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
Oh my gosh, so much stuff. Welcome to episode 3. How's everybody doing?
Doing good. Friday.
Friday.
It is a Friday. Today it is not my Friday. It is my Tuesday.
Dang it.
Yeah, it's kind of like my Saturday.
But Monday is my Friday. When everybody else is bummed that they have to go to work, I'm like,
right,
it's my last day, baby.
It's my Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, it's got the Monday blues and you got the Monday.
We're going to do some audible gulpings. We had a big complaint.
Slurp, too.
Okay.
A big complaint from a listener that may or may not be blood relation. That
to Justin.
That they could only listen 30 seconds into it before somebody swallowed and it grossed their pregnant ass out.
Ew.
Ew.
You really giving that away.
I think what we really need to focus on right now, though, is getting down to the down and the nitty gritty about sitting or standing to wipe.
We had so much feedback from listeners. Did you count the all the messages we got about that? I think it was between 350 and 400 messages about
what?
Whether we...
Were they messaging you? Because they didn't message me.
From listeners all over the world about...
It might have been
sitting.
The Reddit results.
It was,
give me the Reddit poll.
It was a hot topic. So...
I'm not sure the numbers are correct, but I want to read them.
I will say I had one person stop me and ask me about it.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty exciting.
So, what I work with a guy who actually stands to wipe. And first of all, Justin revealed he stands to wipe, but upon further review and talking to him, he's a squatter.
Yeah, that's the consensus.
He stands just enough to get his hand not in the bowl, right?
Maybe a little. It's in between that and your cheeks just going together. Nobody wants their cheeks touching when they're trying to wipe
well,
their BH.
That's the whole thing. That's why I asked you if you had your foot on the seat. And, like, that's why, like, a guy I work with says he fully stands. He bends over. One hand grabs a cheek for separation, and the other hand goes in there and wipes.
Does the cheeky squeaky, man.
Dude, like, how's that even... how
there.
Can you even get your butt wiped?
Yeah, that's kind of defeating the purpose.
That's
you have to constantly be doing the spread... Because if, heaven forbid, your hand slip, you're making a dookie painting on your butt cheeks.
Well, his whole point, though, was he said, so when you smell a fart, it's not air, it's shit particles.
It is poop particles.
So he says if your hand is inside the bowl where you've just pooped... Then all that's on there, and a lot of people are like, just wash your damn hands.
Just wash your
but
hands,
he's yeah. like, he's a firm saying. And I, sitting, like, you can use the toilet seat to your advantage to get the spread. Like, your butt cheeks need to be apart to get a good wipe. I'm sorry, listeners, but that's the truth.
And if he's so worried about poop particles from a fart,
and this is a point he made.
Well, I know. But how in the hell is he supposed to be able to enjoy his own farts?
I don't know that he does.
Do you enjoy
that
your
is
own
awful.
Farts? I think that's a guy thing. That's
that
me.
Is
girls don't enjoy their farts. They
every,
hide their farts. They keep
I
them
disagree.
In.
I think
I'll go all day.
I think there are two kinds of people. There are two kinds of people, and it's not men and women. There are two kinds of people. People that sometimes will smell and be like, okay. And people that lie about enjoying it every now and then.
Okay.
So,
I'm like, I will hold into it until it hopefully reabsorbs back in because I don't want to release it.
That's unhealthy.
I can attest to that.
So, the only reason I don't hold in my farts is because I'm afraid I'm going to burp and that fart has traveled all the way back up to the system.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
What if I burp and it... Yeah.
And you got like...
You have fart breath?
You have a combination of... poop particles and undigested food particles.
All I'm saying is if you're holding in a fart, don't burp. I don't want to smell that.
Okay. So anyway, everybody.
Oh, my God.
One of our listeners.
And we're back.
Yeah. Tangent 1 in the books. One of our listeners emailed and wanted to know, messaged, like, real stats on it. And so, like, I searched the interwebs, and I realized this is off of Reddit, but still, it was a poll done. 950 people polled. 626 were boys, 306 were girls, 18 didn't know if they were a boy or a girl. But the end result numbers are 65.7% sit when they wipe. And 34.3% wipe standing. So there's your numbers. And maybe...
And that's only creepy Reddit users.
Right. I mean...
Actual people didn't...
I don't think I couldn't find like a real poll. Like, you know, Masters and Johnson.
I did find a real poll and...
like a stop sign?
I found a...
I'm glad that's what you went with, because that's not what most guys would go with.
Oh, like a wiener?
I read a poll, and they said the more people they interviewed, it came out to about 50-50.
Really?
People that squat or stand, and people that sit down and shove their nice clean hand in a disgusting toilet bowl.
So,
and it's like playing... I'm sorry, Christine.
No, we have another debate, though, after the sit-or-stand debate that we need to bring up.
Sticking your hand in the toilet bowl is a grown-up version of playing Operation. And you don't want your hand to buzz that thing, because you buzz a public toilet, you might get Malaysian butt worms or something.
Oh,
who knows?
Gross.
Okay, so...
Well, we had another debate.
No. I'm still on this.
No, we need to do the other debate.
When I don't stick my hand in the goddamn water.
Well, yeah,
I don't touch the toilet with my hand when I wipe.
But is your hand close to the bowl?
I don't know. I don't look. But
you might want to look.
And also, newsflash: never have used a seat cover.
Oh, good.
Ever anywhere.
That's more girls do that.
And I am pretty sure that I don't have like hippocerfagona AIDS.
This is a story that nobody.
I know you do.
This is a story.
Heyo.
This is a story that nobody wants to hear.
Wait, she had a thing on the.
Well, we can move on, but I think we need to revisit on another podcast. Front to back, or
wiping
back to front,
or like a boy, hand through the front of the legs to wipe your poop. Or through the back. I'm a back.
Yeah.
But I know a guy that said he knows a guy that wipes.
Sideways.
He does a two-part deal. He goes back to front, not to the nut sack all the way.
Yeah.
Then he finishes off.
In the back.
I don't know what the guy next to me was doing the other day. But I heard him grab the toilet paper and tug it. And you could hear... Rip it off, crumple it. Only could be crumpling it into a ball. It wasn't a nice, neat fold or a wrap around the hand. He crumpled it into what I'm guessing is a basketball-sized ball of toilet paper. And then I heard, because there's no music in our bathrooms at work, I heard like just scrubbing it all around like he's brushing his teeth.
Like, that sounded like a sprinkler.
It was
sandpaper.
It was just like a constant like... Oh, just disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, at that point, you're just spreading it around. I reach from the back and do front to back.
That's front the way to back. It should.
Well, if you're standing without putting your foot on the seat, I don't know how you could go
between the
legs.
I didn't know
how
you
could
do back to front.
Like you just rub the poop all across the inside of your ass.
And then you got like a chocolate nutsicle.
Oh my god, just the horror of your underwear. Alright, so let's let that die for now, and I'm sure it might be revisited.
Well, you know that's one of our favorite topics on our first date we talked about.
I had a story about...
Oh my god.
Hold on, about bathroom talk.
Poop.
I will put it on my list for the next time we talk.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
It's about the sheets that you put down in the toilet seat. And we'll revisit that on our next episode.
Seat covers, right. Okay.
So tune in next episode to find out about my disgusting toilet story. It's gross. Anyway, moving on.
So another reader, or listener, reader, unless they type it all out. Somebody do that?
God help the person.
Is somebody typing out all this crap?
I feel bad for them.
Other listener wanted to know our thoughts on who was like if we were to pick Iron Maiden or Quarter Flash. And I'm sure that this person, whose name I won't name, Jeff Walker, I think he's joking. Because, I mean...
There are two different genres.
It's two different deals. And I hate genre. I don't know if we've had this discussion.
The word genre.
I hate idea of musical genre.
He hates being
classifying.
Yes, I hate it. I hate it.
How am I supposed to find what I like if it's not classified? I don't...
Well, you just like what you like.
Yeah.
And you can listen to what other people have named it.
I think it's more also in really a band don't. He wants to play in. He doesn't want to like
okay. See, classify I can see
the
it.
Genre.
I can see
don't put words in my mouth.
Well, isn't that what it is? Because that's what you said
Well,
before.
I can see if I was in a band not wanting to be classified or put into a queue or like put into a box.
Well, that's one thing that's happened to me. But there's other people who are like trying to tell me that certain bands are metal. And I'm like, eh.
But when I'm explaining a painter, I'm like, he's he does surreal art. And people are like, oh, is it
Dolly?
Bobby what's his pants? I don't know. I can't think of an artist right now. But
Dolly?
Salvador Dolly.
Salvador Dolly.
Yeah, is it him? And I'm like, no, it was Bobby what's his pants. But
the surrealist Bobby what's his pants.
I've never heard of Bobby what's his pants.
I think those classifications help me search and find what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Sure.
Well no.
Like
I'm not. I wasn't saying like fuck genre. Like I never want to hear it from your mouth again. I'm just saying I'm not a fan of the classification, and mostly when it gets down to nitty gritty stuff because they say this, that, and the other mixed together. Anyway, Iron Maiden, huge like rock and roll, like theatrical, like. Heavy hard rock band, Quarter Flash, like from Portland, you know, had a saxophone in it and the Harden My Heart song. And there was some tie-in, and I'm really sorry to you, Jeff, that I didn't do any research, but I don't know, the lead singer gal that sang the song has a tie-in with some famous person that's a musician.
And Quarter Flash is amazing. They're really good. They play... They still play live. They're still doing shows on public access. And they're and Iron Maiden, they're pretty good too. You know, they're selling out stadiums and stuff. It's a little different. It doesn't mean they're better, obviously. But they're both really good.
I'm you almost said that with a straight face all the time. I just don't, there's no comparison. Like if you're like, you have to give me some sort of stats, which I know in one of the segments later, I'm not going to give you any stats, and you're going to hate me for it, but... what was that, Christine?
So, when you suggested this question, I found, right after that, somebody posted a news clipping from 1979. Iron Maiden was looking for a second guitarist and posted a classified in the newspaper, and it is pretty amazing. Tasty chord work is what they were looking for. Occasional ripping solos, good gear, only dedicated, image conscious people, and which is that's definitely Iron Maiden. But it seems really weird now thinking of Iron Maiden having to put a classified in the paper in London to get a guitar player.
But image, like their image is like that character Eddie that's like a giant skeletal zombie. Like that's the image? I mean, your guitarist needs to have an image in your, or maybe that's before Eddie. Is that pre-Eddie?
Maybe he was thinking like only people who want to wear leather and look cool need apply.
Got it.
Also, they mentioned that they were still semi-pro yet, so no breadheads, please.
People searching for money.
Yeah. Oh, breadhead. Okay.
I don't know.
Do British people? Yeah, I guess so.
Who isn't searching for money? Isn't that the point? Some of getting that dough. A job?
So much stuff about that I cannot talk about on a podcast due to my employment. Anyway.
Okay. All
right. Okay. So Iron Maiden, Quarter Flash, it's not even a thing. Like, Mr. Walker, if you have, like, a real question, come at us with that.
Both good for different reasons.
Yeah, both successful in their own ways. The next thing has caused great tension.
Do you want to go to break before we
start to go?
All right.
It is simply no other input than you have to pick one or the other, silver linings or silver spoon. And context for me is what I've found asking this question, because I've asked the question for a few days. And what I've found is people have their own idea of what silver linings means and what silver spoon means. And some people's answer to me saying pick one was no.
That's my favorite answer.
Yeah, like they just said no. They needed to have a story, right? They needed to know what kind of silver lining and what kind of silver spoon. And I'm like, that's not part of the deal. You just have to pick. One guy sees both those things as weak and lame. Like a silver spoon is a pretentious whatever. And a silver lining is someone that stupidly has false hope in everything. Yeah. So me, I pick silver lining just for the words because I love silver linings. Like to be able to see something good in maybe a not so good situation. And silver spoon to me is like, you know, well-to-do family, and I'm a part of that, and it comes with conditions. That was my thought. Like, I would have to say, do, act, perform some way in order to have the silver spoon benefit.
Right.
So, Christine, you're next.
Yes, I was equally perturbed by this. I wanted more context. However, I chose silver spoon.
Silver lining.
I'm sorry, silver linings, because...
Speak louder.
Oh, I chose silver linings just because I like the idea of seeing the best in some bad situations. Like in every situation that's bad, there's got to be a little tidbit of good.
Samesies.
The type of person I want to be in life. But I did not like that there was no context given. It drove me insane. And I... idea of silver spoon, same thing. You don't want to be the type of person.
And Christine got really like hot at me and pissed because I said, why didn't you pick silver spoon? Like, what was the why of it?
Yeah.
And she's going on to try to explain it, and she got mad.
Yeah.
Like trying to explain to me why.
I thought, you know, that's a spoiled person. That's somebody who's just been handed everything.
Well, and I was just asking you why you didn't pick it.
And I like to work for what I have been receiving in life. But so I didn't like that there was context. I agree. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
And it's kind of stupid. It's like you being like, apple or banana? What do you think? I'm like, I don't know. I like both. I need more context.
So rude.
Such a rude question.
Hey, dummy Jeff. Why don't you ask me another stupid question?
I think that this is... And what was your friend's name? The Iron Maiden friend?
Oh.
And what's the... And whatever the other band's name is?
Quarter Flash.
I'm just joking. I love Quarter Flash.
He didn't ask this.
What's his name?
Jeff Walker.
I think Jeff Walker and you just asked the same question, basically.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, they're two things that don't have hardly anything to do with each other. Yours is the word silver.
Well, that silver lining, silver spoon came from a conversation I had with a guy at work, and it just popped up. Those two things. One or the other.
I like, okay.
So what is your choice if you had to pick?
Silver lining.
Silver lining.
Because yeah. I think that it's good to see the good in
things. The good things, yeah.
Well, and so what I really loved about this was that it brought up all this stuff with people. And people understand things differently. We all see things differently. And so people wanting a story about those two things, like they already have the story in their head, like how you believe a silver spoon is, you know, Christine's imagination of a silver spoon or what that connotation means and what silver linings means. So it brought up all this stuff for people.
I don't remember what I said. You asked this question to me in passing the other day.
Yeah.
And it caught me off. It does catch me, like it catches people off guard.
Because you want more info.
Yeah.
You want a story.
Yeah. I was just... could not answer.
Yeah, like, what kind of silver lining? What kind of silver spoon? It's like, you already have that in your head.
I know. He's like,
just give me your answer.
When it caught me off guard.
Like that.
I had
like,
to...
like, this is irritating. I'm going to ask everyone.
I had to try and remember what each one of them were, and it discombobulated me.
Right. Well, at work, there's a coffee shop, and one of the young ladies in there, I said, well, first of all, my coworker said no when I asked him. And I'm just like, what? And I looked at this young lady and I said, if somebody asks you this or this, like, is answer no an appropriate answer? And she goes, no, you got to pick one. Right. And so I said, so, silver liner, silver spoons. And she goes, I don't know what those mean.
Exactly.
And I'm like, she was super young.
But if somebody used those in a sentence, if somebody was like, yeah, he's been handed a silver spoon his whole life.
Well, right.
They would, or if it was used in context.
Or if you were born in the 70s and you watched the show with Ricky Schroeder, come on.
Silver spoons.
Silver spoons.
That's you and me.
No idea what you guys are talking about.
It was a sitcom.
It was good.
I don't.
He's this rich kid.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyway.
Look it up.
damn it. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. Hey, everybody. I just want to give a shout out to my buddy Mike Sampson, who owns Mike's Mobile Mechanics. He is located in Sheridan, so if you are listening to this podcast and you are in the Sheridan, Willamina, McMinnville, maybe Coast, Lincoln City, Salem area, Mike is an amazing mechanic, and he's pretty fairly priced, and he does good work. I've known him for a while, and I can definitely vouch for him. It's Mike's Mobile Mechanic. And his number is 971-241-1678. That number again, 971-241-1678. Mike's Mobile Mechanics.
Hey guys, today's podcast is also brought to you by Zebco's Manny Liner. The Manny Liner. It is a wedge-shaped foam apparatus with a sticky back. You put it right in your boxer shorts. It is charcoal activated to absorb your farts. It even comes in certain scents. We've got pine and fresh pine tar, both similar. It prevents doo-doo stains, peanut butter butt, and swamp ass. Pick up a Manny Liner. You'll love it.
All right, we're back. J2K Podcast Episode 3. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
That's right. Also, we had a listener send us a message. And I also think that it was just really random and not super serious. But that's kind of like our podcast anyway. He wanted us to talk about our recent trip to the Hollow Earth. So what do you guys think?
I think I've never been, always wanted to go.
Yeah.
Everyone wonders what happened to the Nazis and where these UFOs are coming from.
Ooh.
And hard facts and science point to Middle Earth, the center of the Earth, the Hollow Earth theory. So all of those are genuine theories and completely fabricated.
Yeah, I don't know. What I have understood science to be is the Earth's center was molten rock.
It is.
Okay. So it sounds like a place that you really don't want to visit.
So
might be hot.
It could be a super deep cave or something,
though. So William, we have not visited the Hollow Earth recently or at all ever, and I'm not sure that the Earth is hollow in the middle. Anyway, I'm just not 100% sure. So unlike my instructions from the last question, I'm going to need more information.
We've gotten so many questions for this podcast. Like I said, nearly 350 to 400 people, or was, did I say 250 to 300? Like 800 people sending questions. One listener wanted to know if what they were talking about when they said down in is it
way down in Chattahoochee?
Chattahoochee, thank you. They were wondering what he meant by it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
Oh.
It sounds like it should have been bleeped out.
Well, I think they're talking about the vagina.
It sounds like they're talking about a drunken vagina. Because hooch.
Hoochie coochie.
Oh.
Hooch is booze.
Yeah.
Just like.
I agree.
Hashtag yeah. Totes dope AF.
A really drunk vagina.
It's like a thing you carry your drugs in that gives you a heart fart.
I don't know. Another question, one listener wanted to know How many times a day do we masturbate?
Oh. Oh, goodness. We did not pre-discuss that one.
No, we did not. Hey, whoa. I've got a lot of questions. I'm just, like, filing through these and picking one. There's no pre-discussion.
Well, I, in the past, have made it up to, like, maybe 5 or 6 in a day once we, you know, several times.
Like, in your 20s?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm a once every other day kind of guy. Like to let it build up.
Like, even when you are currently sexually active?
Yep.
Wow. Huh. I'm going to not provide information on that.
Sorry, family. Sorry, family.
That is not something I'm talking
Also, talking in the urinal.
Oh, no. Yeah. Absolutely not. Do not talk to me.
What you need to discuss, too, is what the appropriate length of pants pull-down is.
Oh,
because he's come home from work before and been like, yeah, walking into the bathroom, pull full pants down, see the butt.
Me?
Yeah, you've mentioned it before. We've seen people, you've walked into a urinal. Oh, not you personally.
I said I did that when
you walk into the bathroom and literally there's like cheeks staring at you when you're walking in.
There is a person at work and I've come in and they have been full trowel around their ankles, butt cheeks hanging out in all their glory. Yes.
You are going to make her mad.
We are breaking out the Pop-Tarts.
We're breaking out the Justin's frosted fudge pregnant Pop-Tarts.
Sister.
Yes, a person at the urinal, a full-grown adult male, pants down to his ankles, peeing in the urinal.
Gross.
Do women ever pee in the urinals like that in the women's bathroom?
No.
You know, people who do that are either slow or gifted. I mean, come on.
You're probably right.
Slow, like intellectually slow?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as...
I was like, slow stream?
As far as talking at the urinal, it better be goddamn funny. It better be hilarious. Sorry, gosh darn funny. Better be darn tootin' funny. I want to be laughing so hard that I have to concentrate not to...
That you pee on your shoe?
Exactly. Concentrate not to pee on my tennis shoe if they're talking to me at the urinal.
I am, like, I don't want anybody to talk to me when I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah?
Well, we have separation in the ladies' room, unlike you guys. So we generally don't converse with
Nobody likes
another.
Says, hey, can you hand me some paper?
Every once in a while you'll hear, like, bang on the head. Can you spare a square?
But, spare a square?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
It's from Seinfeld, man. Spare a square. She couldn't spare a square.
So one of my things is, and we'll move on. One of my favorite things to do, if it's a three urinal bathroom, and the person chooses the urinal next to me, I will use that as an opportunity to talk, just to mess with that person. I will say something to the effect of either that I'm concerned about what's happening on my side, that something medically related is happening. Or I will ask them to hold this for a second because I got a phone call coming through.
Have you ever used the Jewish pharmacist voice? Like it burns?
No.
Oh, God!
You got to do it like silently to yourself just so it's a little more concerning. Like, oh, God, there's blood.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have thought of something and I forgot about it.
We had another question from a user. Give me just
a user?
A user.
A drug user?
No, a user of our podcast listening service. Sorry, a listener. How do you guys feel when a girl asks you out? Do you lose interest seeing someone so bold and going for what they want? Or do they like the fact that they are go-getters?
Hmm.
My first response is like, what the hell? Are we in high school still?
They're probably still listening, so careful.
Who?
The person that asked this question is a fan of our show.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, who cares what you do?
As long as you get the point across.
Well, if you want to, like, date somebody, ask them.
Okay. Whether you're male or female.
Who cares if you're a boy or a girl? And you're asking a boy or a girl, or an alligator, or maybe a something. I don't know what you like.
Alligator.
Yeah, I've never been bothered when a girl asks me out.
If I were a dude, I'd be flattered.
Yeah, exactly. That's flattering.
I mean, it's flattering when a guy asks a girl out. I don't see why it wouldn't be any different, vice versa. Or anybody asking anyone out. If an alligator asked me out, I'd be pretty flattered too.
So I don't think anybody cares as long as they're getting asked out.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. To answer your question.
Sorry, I'm chewing on a Pop-Tart
right now. Oh, man, these Pop-Tarts are so good. Oh, man.
Were those the last of the listener questions?
I think those were the last of the listener questions that I brought with me. We had hundreds more that we can't get to on this podcast, and we'll get to those next week.
I would like to give a shout-out to a dear friend of mine who's in law enforcement, and I will not use her name, but we call her Eldara. Hmm. She's listening. She loves him. She thinks this is gold. And
then we love her.
And I
her.
Think she's amazing.
Cool.
And there's a story that involves burning cotton balls that I think we should save for another podcast that was part of my youth. And then when I did a ride-along with her, it was part of some meth heads starting a dryer on fire.
Oh, my God.
Pretty fun. Pretty fun stuff.
Sounds like a good story.
I think that's all we have. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Nice beard.
We like podcasts. We like podcasts.